The White House Report.
President Trump took a four-hour medical exam Friday at Walter Reed, and the test results are in. When it comes to his cognitive ability through the Montreal Cognitive Test, the president scored 30 out of 30. Now, the physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, says they have no concern about the president's cognitive ability because of the president's score. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the president's physician, says the president has overall excellent health, but there is a concern with his weight as it relates to the president's LDL level. Doctors are hoping that the president will lose weight through diet and low impact and or aerobic exercise. They're hoping that the president would lose 15 to 20 pounds. Dr. Jackson is also going to get a nutritionist to help with President Trump's weight loss. The president's weight is 239 pounds and he's 75 inches tall. Now, that 239 pounds puts him approximately shy of obese, according to the body mass index count. The president also has calcium in his blood, but Dr. Jackson says his doctors are reassured by the coronary calcium tests. He says the president is very sharp and fit for duty for the remainder of this term and the next term if he is elected. The president is taking medicine. He's taking medicine for his rosacea, male pattern baldness, as well as medicine to lower his LDL level. The president did not get a hearing test this go-round, but the president will have a colonoscopy next year. He didn't get a colonoscopy this go-round because of a good test score last time. Now, meanwhile, when it comes to the president's bone spurs, the president hasn't been bothered by them lately, according to Dr. Jackson. Bone spurs are the reason why President Trump did not serve in the U.S. military. The president is also said to sleep 4 to 5 hours a night. Dr. Jackson says he's been doing that for a while, and if that works for him, that's fine. By the way, Dr. Jackson has conducted 6 or 7 of these medical tests on presidents of the United States. April Ryan, AURN News.